Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this March morning to the Lord's house. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I'm going to be kind of walking through Isaiah chapters 40 through 46 in the months ahead. It's such a blessed passage of Scripture. It has a great deal to say about our creative God and how the earth got here and how great and mighty our God is. And I think we need to encourage our hearts in that regard, because the testimony of the culture today is hate anything having to do with God. Destroy anything having to do with God. And we as saints need to have our hearts encouraged in our God. And I was reading through this passage of Scripture this week, Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 12. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Now let that word picture stick in your mind. Who hath measured the waters? You know, you go out in the Gulf, it's overwhelming. You boat out 50 miles on a deep sea fishing trip, and if you're not hurling on the side of the boat, all you see around you is water, and you're only 50 miles from shore. And it's just amazing. And God scooped up the entire world's contents in the palm of his hand. Notice that. And meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? You know, we have to have counselors, and we have to have people that help us and teach us, and, you know, learning new technology. You have to have people to come alongside, usually a teenager, to help you figure out, you know, how to work the different things on your phone. And we're all subject to need helpers. But who helped the Holy Spirit of God? Who taught him how to do what he was going to do in the creation of this earth? No one. All that knowledge, all that power, all that might contained within the Godhead. No one taught them. We need to be reminded of that on a regular basis, because sometimes we take this massive, enormous God and we try to shrink him down in our thinking, well, we can put him in our pocket. You can't do that with God. You just have to sit in amazement at the enormity of the might and power and knowledge and wisdom of an almighty God. I'm thankful that we have almighty God to depend on. Amen. Strengthen our hearts. And we're going to walk through and encourage ourselves in these passages of Scripture, because much is said about the greatness of our God. And we need to make sure that we never come to the place where we've got God in a box. You can't put God in a box. Only maybe in your little finite brain you can do that, but you can't. We need to understand that God is beyond our understanding. Our job is to enjoy Him. Amen. Enjoy Him. And we need to get to that business, I think, in the church today. We're enjoying ourselves, but we should be enjoying our God.